warns the incoming government to make the declaration of assets by public officials compulsory. Flag bearer of the party, Dr. Papakwesi Indum, at a news conference, said although Article 286, Section 1 of the 1992 Constitution stipulates that persons holding public office must submit to the Auditor General or all assets owned directly or indirectly, Section 3 of the same article gives room for the officers to conceal their assets.
Public declaration of assets. Here again, Article 286, Section 1 says a person who holds a public office mentioned in Clause 5 of this article shall submit to the Auditor General a written declaration of all property or assets owned by or liabilities owed by him, whether directly or indirectly. Sometimes people forget that indirectly part. But however, you have Article 286, Section 3, that also helps to conceal that declaration of assets. So unless a court, judge, or someone competent like that requests it, whatever is filed is hidden from the rest of us. We believe that those who are given complete access to our public finances, our resources, powers, and responsibilities in Ghana should be prepared to live by a higher code of transparency and accountability. And so you heard during the 2016 election process, a number of the presidential candidates said, well, but the law does not require me to. Well, we want the law to require everyone to make their assets declaration public. That's what we're talking about here. And when that is done, then we will know that when you were going out there to become an MP or a minister of state or in a certain high position, these are the assets that you took there. And somebody can examine them to find out whether you are telling the truth or not. Then when you are also coming back to join the rest of us, and we will know what you came back with and compare what you went there with, what you came back with. And if we disagree, we can say, aha, he's left out 2 houses, 10 cars, and whatever else.
That was the flag bearer of the Progressive People's Party, Dr. Papakwesi Indum.